Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Mary Van Zanti. She's the president of the Marion County Farm Bureau. Mary, thank you so much for taking some time today. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
Ag in the City is coming this week, and a lot of great events, I'm sure, are planned for that, as we know from different events all over the county. And what can you tell us about some of the things going on at the Pella event this Thursday?
Okay, we're really looking forward to it. It should be a great family event. We have a wide variety of things that touch a lot of different people and different ages. For the children, we have the inflatables again that will be here along with the barrel rides and a stable of ponies that they can try out that are also inflatables. All of that is free for the kids as long as they have their ticket that they can pick up at the Farm Bureau booth. And then we have sheep shearing going on periodically. We'll have some other livestock for them to see. We have a great machinery display. There will be antique tractors, some cars that will be on display by a couple of our local car dealerships. We have a goat milking contest, a cutest pet contest, and some great entertainment at the Tulip Torrent.
Okay, very good. So all sorts of agricultural-friendly events. And this, again, to sort of get folks exposed to that side of life, those things that maybe we don't get to see every day.
Yes. I know kids love climbing on some of the equipment that they don't see on a daily basis. And I think even people who come from a farm background may be surprised at the size of the equipment mm-hmm. and the cost of some of the equipment that's involved in today's farming operations.
And so you're president of the Marion County Chapter of the Farm Bureau. So what's your role in organizing this whole event? Do you really take the reins and oversee the whole thing, or how does that work?
I do lead the county group, but we have people who are really focused on this particular event. I have a great board of directors, and leading this charge really are Larry Raleigh and Leora Banstra. They have really taken the reins and arranged for most of these activities.
Okay. And you mentioned some things about some entertainment, too, going on Thursday night. What can we expect in that area?
Starting at the Tulip Tower at about 6:30, we are going to start with a goat milking contest, and it's going to be a rivalry between the FFA advisors from Pella and from Twin Cedars.
Very good. And is that kind of an annual event? Does that happen every year?
No, we kind of change it up. We did do it last year as well, but we're doing it again. It went over very well, and we did it recently at the Ag in the City in Knoxville between the FFA advisors of Pella and Pleasantville. So it's sort of a county-wide event.
And something everybody can really get into a little bit.
It's just a lot of fun,
okay.
Yes.
And is there some music going on that night as well?
Yes, and actually following the goat milking contest, we have the cutest pet contest.
Okay.
And that's something new this year. We've not tried before. So bring your pet. You need to register at the Wells Fargo tent. It's where they're giving away some free popcorn. So bring your pet, and we'll have that following the goat milking contest. And then at 7 o'clock, we're having the Heartland Boot Scooters.
Okay.
And this is a group from a social dance club in Ottumwa that meet regularly just because they love to dance. And they're going to perform for us. And then following that, we'll be entertained by Danny Grouse.
Okay.
He's a recording artist that writes his own music. It's sort of a country Americana type of music
okay.
that I believe people will really enjoy.
Very good. So a lot of great entertainment options as well, and food and the whole works.
Yes, the Marion County Cattlemen are grilling, and we'll have a delicious meal available. We have homemade ice cream available, and we'll have homemade pie from the Pella Christian Group.
All right.
As well as, I believe, the gyms are providing the cotton candy again. So, and we have something else new this year. We're going to be hiding eggs among all of the various displays, and when kids find those, they take them to the giant chicken that has a rider on it, and that rider will give you certificates.
Okay, and what can these certificates are for rides at
we
the event?
Have, no, or? Actually, everybody can ride. The kids can all okay. ride free with a ticket they just need to pick up at the Farm Bureau booth.
All right, and so lots of local door prizes are available with some of those certificates?
Yes, there are special prizes for the children who find the eggs, and then we've had great support from local businesses. The Tulip Garden, the Dairy Queen, Pizza Ranch, Vanderplu Bakery, Smoky Row, Ulrich Meat Market, Enfeldt's Meat Market, Windmill Cafe, the Christian Bookstore, Pella Engraving, just all sorts of prizes, and we have the gift certificates for ethanol and that sort of thing again. Okay. So lots of prizes. Sign up at the Farm Bureau booth. You can get a little ticket, and you need to have some signatures from some of the various displays, and then put your name in, and we'll have a long list of prize winners. So.
All right, very good. So it sounds like a lot of great fun and a lot of good ways to learn a little bit about our local agricultural community as well.
Absolutely. It's a great opportunity for all of us involved in agriculture to help tell our story. And we hope people will just enjoy a family night and come out. And if the weather cooperates, it will be a great evening.
All right. Very good. Well, Mary, again, thank you so much for taking some time. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Again, that was our guest, Mary Van Zante, on today's Let's Talk Pella.